You say the game is getting old. Monday morning and your coffee's cold. Life is not what you want it to be.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A New Direction. My name is Jay Izzo, and oh, happy, happy holidays. It's that time of year. You know, for some of you, you've got snow coming down all around you. And for some of you, you don't. For some of you, the holiday season takes on a whole different look and feel. But you know what? The holidays are the holidays, aren't they? I mean, we are right in the midst of it. Well, at least the very beginning of it, because for us in the United States, we are starting Thanksgiving. And that's a holiday for us. But I know some people in Canada, you're going to have Boxing Day. And then I know that we've got Hanukkah coming up. And then we've got Christmas. And then there's New Year's Eve. And there's New Year's. It's just one thing after another happens in these next 30 or so days, and it is just crazy. And you know, let's be honest with each other, shall we? Yes, I think we should. You know, the holidays are beautiful. Get to see people and family and friends. There's a little bit of lightness in our step, a little bit more joy, a little bit more, the laughter's a little bigger, right? The smiles are larger. But underneath it all, there's a lot of stress. Just a lot of stress. What if I told you there was a way that instead of being distressed, you could de-stress your holidays? Would that interest you? Would it? Would it interest you at all? I think it would, right? Fortunately for you, I have brought her back. Well, I should say she agreed to come back on the show. Yeah, Debbie Rosemont is with us. You remember that book she wrote, The Six-Word Lessons to Be More Productive? Look at me. Okay, turn up your volume if you're listening to me. She's going to help you be more productive during the holidays. She's going to help you get more organized. She's going to help you think a little bit differently. She's going to take the stress. Okay, maybe not all the stress, but she's going to reduce the stress in the holidays. She's going to be great, and you're going to love her. She's Debbie Rosemont. We're going to be right with her in a second. But before we do that, let's do what we do every week, right? We walk you through the four areas of your life and work on your training, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We're four-part people. Right. And for those of you who can see me, which probably are not very many, but for those of you who can't, I'm dealing with an eye infection right now. And it's really, really severe. And I've got lights going on in here and everything, but it's really, really severe. And it reminded me that I still have to stay focused on where I can in my physical training, meaning I can't really work out. Right. But I can watch what I eat. Right. I can do other things. Because I'm not allowed to work. I'm not allowed to do a lot of things right now. But there are other things I can do, right? And I mean, I can get better sleep, right? I can find ways to sleep better. I can do some things to help me improve what's going on physically with my body. If you don't have any ailments going on like I do, there is always something that you can do physically to improve your training, right? Whether that be sleep, eating, drinking more water. I'm drinking more water than I've ever drank, right? Which is a good thing. I'm getting more sleep, which is a good thing because my body's craving rest. You know, and so I'm eating better, right? And I don't generally eat bad, but I'm really watching my calorie intake because I'm really worried, you know, not getting the exercise is going to do that. But if you can exercise, getting some exercise is going to help, especially this time of year. Folks, we're going to put in more calories during the holiday season. So it would be really good to kind of watch yourself, right? I'm not telling you to not enjoy it. I want you to enjoy yourself. But you need to, you know, we can do things in moderation and still enjoy, okay? We don't have to go crazy, all right? So watch yourself physically, all right? So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say you're doing physically, all right? Good. That's your first number. Second number is your mental number. Right, well, let me just tell you something. When you're going through physical challenge, you're mentally challenged, right? So I have tried to do things to work on myself mentally. I still am trying to, I can't read very well because I don't have the sight in one eye. And it puts a lot of pressure on the other eye and it just hurts. So I've been listening to books, right? Because I just want to get myself, my mental edge, keep my mental edge up. So I've been listening to books. And, you know, I got to tell you something. I've been trying to take some notes on my phone with these books because I'm still trying to find a way to keep my mental edge up. There's always a way that we can work on ourselves mentally, right? If you don't like reading, fine. Although I got to tell you, 6-Word Lessons to Be More Productive is a great book to read and it's not all that long. I think it's a great book. I think you should go to Amazon and pick it up. But that said, there's other ways you can work on your mental game. I don't have to see to play the guitar and practice my guitar. It's a way to keep myself mentally engaged, right? So I have my guitar with me. I can close my eyes and I can play. Probably a good thing, actually, to help my guitar playing. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how's your mental edge going? How's your mental game? All right, two numbers. Third number is the emotional number. Right? And emotionally, you know, well, there's two things, right? I can tell you with an eye infection that hurts and is painful, especially in the light, I could tell you emotionally, it plays games on you, right? And I have to work really, really hard to stay positive because it's hard because you're in the dark most of the time. And I've had to really recognize that, you know, I have a choice in how I want to treat others, even though I'm not feeling good. I still have that choice. I still have the choice to think positively. I still have the choice to think and believe and act and emotionally give the right response. And I still have a choice if I'm willing to listen to others and listen to their burdens and pains and not be so selfish just to think about my own. So you have to ask yourself a question because those are really the two emotional parts, right? Is one is how well are you able to control your emotions under pressure and stress? And then the other is how well are you able to tap into and understand the emotions of others? What score would you give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being miserable, 10 being outstanding. So you have three numbers. And finally, there's a spiritual number. And you know what? We all will run to something when things go wrong. Be something that you run to try to make it right. Something to make it go away. For some people, it's God. For some people, it's yoga. For some people, it's nature. For some people, it's a variety of other things that they try to believe in that's going to give them at least a sense of peace or a sense of joy in the midst of chaos. I ask this question all the time. How's it working? Is it giving you the peace and comfort that you expected? Are you able to, in the midst of all of it, are you able to stay... Find that sense of peace. Find that sense of joy in the midst of trials. That's the spiritual element. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how's that going for you? And then what do you need to do to change it? So those are your four numbers, right? And those four numbers like the legs of a chair. Until the legs of a chair are out of balance, what happens is your posture gets bad, right? If we sit in an unbalanced chair. Same token, if the chair legs are too low, you can't sit and eat at the table. Makes things difficult. And you know what? I have a great guest and she is got her legs all at the right height and she's got them all even and she's awesome. Her name is Debbie Rosemont. She's a certified professional organizer and productivity consultant. She started her own company called Simply Placed in 2003 and she helps clients increase productivity and maximize efficiency and bring balance and control into their work, into their homes, and into their lives. Simply Placed associates work with individuals and businesses to create effective organizational systems, clear clutter, successfully manage time, focus on priorities, and achieve goals. They help people work smarter, not harder, to increase their bottom line and peace of mind through consulting, hands-on organization, organizing, and group training. Debbie teaches individuals and groups productive habits and organized systems that allow them to maximize their time, their tasks, and workspace, resulting in improved client service, employee retention, revenue, and reduced stress. Simply Placed helps clients focus on what's really important, ultimately achieving a level of efficiency that allows them to get not just more, but more of what they want out of life and business. She's the author of her best-selling book, 6-Word Lessons to Be More Productive and Creative, and the creator of several other books and other informational products. She is a small number of certified professional organizers in Washington and was founding member of the Seattle chapter of NAPO. She wears many hats in her own wife, including wife, mother, volunteer, business owner, and she's just awesome. Would you please welcome to the show and welcome back to A New Direction, Debbie Rosemont. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thanks, Jay. I'm thrilled to be here.
So we're in the midst of these holidays. We got Thanksgiving starting tomorrow for those people who are listening, and wondering what's going on. So here we are. Thanksgiving for us in the U.S. starts tomorrow. And there's a lot of panic going on. I know that we're going to a Thanksgiving gathering tomorrow. And I know Karen, the person who's doing the thing, she has been working for a week putting together Thanksgiving dinner for a number of people.
Yeah.
So let's just talk. I mean, here we are starting this. It gets pretty crazy. Do you help people, like, you know, how do you help people get kind of prepared for this? I know it's a little late, but what should we have done maybe? what should we have started to do? And when should that end?
Yeah, I'm going to give you kind of a a blanket process for just being organized and ready for anything that's important to you that we certainly can apply to the holidays. And this is the work that I do with clients. First and foremost, prioritize what matters. So as you're entering the holiday season, and there is lots of opportunity to get wrapped up in drama and stress, whether that's family drama or the stress of having everything perfect or all the traditions that you've all done over all the years, trying to cram it all in, and this gathering and that gathering and this meal and that party and these gifts, and it adds up. So prioritize what matters. What's important to you? And I think if you can start there with the holidays, whether it's here for Thanksgiving, which if you're listening live is tomorrow, even if you've done nothing around Thanksgiving, think about what's important to you. And if you're going to be with other people, this is a great conversation to have with them. So it's not just about one person, but if you're getting together with family and you think about why are you getting together? What's important? What's important about the holiday? For many people, Thanksgiving really is about just being together. It doesn't involve gifts. There aren't a lot of decorations. It's just a traditional meal for many people. They're going to get together over some traditional foods, and some like to go, off the tradition for what they're serving. It doesn't really matter as long as you get out of it what you want. So start with prioritizing what matters. And this is true of all the holidays and anything else you're trying to achieve.
I know you deal with a lot of people though, who, because there's a person, I think there's some personalities that are maybe not as easily convinced as others. I think that's a better way to phrase it. And I'm speaking psychologically here, because I think some people are so type A.
Yeah.
Right. They go, Debbie, that's really a really nice statement. Really, that's a nice statement. But you don't understand what I've got to do here. I've got all this preparation.
Yeah.
Because I'm more type B, right? I'm more kind of laid back. I'm like, it's about the people. It really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Right.
Even if the turkey's bad, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's a lot of gravy. The gravy's good. Turkey's bad. Put more gravy on it. I could deal with that. There's roles, right? And if as long as you have that cranberry gelled canned stuff, I'm fine. We're good. but some type A people are like really stressed. Do you have a plan for them, or do you have a way of helping them?
Sure. I think if there's a lot that you a lot of details and a lot of components that you want to include in a holiday celebration or the holiday season, then you have to start to get realistic about what you can do and plan it out. So prioritizing, I said, was number one. Number two is plan things out. And there are some things that we know we can do ahead of an event. So you said, what could we have done? And you give the example of the person that you're going to share Thanksgiving with, Karen, that had probably been spending a week or so preparing for Thanksgiving. So, maybe about a week ago, it would have been a good idea to figure out what you're serving, if you're hosting, kind of make a grocery list, do the shopping, certainly could buy non-perishables early. And that's going to be better as far as crowds out there are concerned anyway. Stores get really crowded and sometimes can be out of things right before the holiday too. So, doing what you can ahead, I think is smart. There's things that you could do in your home to prepare if you're having guests come. You could set the table in advance. There's lots of things you could consider doing ahead of time. So planning what you can do ahead. Planning to ask for help. So I think even those that are type A, if it's important to you to have a lot of pieces of the puzzle put in just right, do you have to do them all yourself? Or, can you accept help? I know a lot of people, at least the people we're having here, everybody that we're having over said, what can I bring? How can I help?
Sure.
So being okay with asking for some help or delegating or outsourcing something. So maybe it's important that you have pumpkin pie, and maybe that's a non-negotiable that you say, okay, Debbie, you say, prioritize and it's about the people, but I really need to have pumpkin pie. Does it need to be homemade? Can you buy it this year, right? Or can someone else bring it? So plan out your time, do what you can ahead, get realistic about what you're going to be able to do, and then ask for help or simplify some of the things that will just allow you to go into that holiday and that event with less stress. Because if we're frazzled when the event comes, are we really going to enjoy it?
Right. Right. Yeah, no, you're right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to throw something out at people because I'm a big pumpkin pie guy. I love pumpkin pie. This time of year forward, right? It kind of ends for me on January 1st, but I love pumpkin pie. I've done some research on pumpkin pie, believe it or not. And they do not sponsor the show. Although if anybody from Costco would like to sponsor the show, I would love to have you as a sponsor. Because I am a member. And I learned today that Costco uses pumpkins from the Midwest. They cook them twice and make their pumpkin pies from these particular pumpkins that come from the Midwest that are grown. And they cook these pumpkins twice to make their pumpkin pies. And they use all fresh ingredients. And they use something very similar to what you would get from Libby's, but they cook them themselves to make their own. And can I tell you something? They are delicious.
It's a good pie.
It's a great pie. I'm just telling people. And I think that could, and by the way, they're huge. I mean, these are what, 12-inch pies or something like that? They're huge. And they are fabulous. I think they're fabulous. So here's a little tip. By the way, they do a great apple pie too. They use fresh ingredients. They do a great apple pie. I tell people all the time, you know what? Sometimes try another pie. It doesn't have to be your own because pies take time. I know. I love to cook and I make my own pecan pies and it's just something I love to do. But it's time consuming.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and there's also the compromise. I love to bake and right. I love to make pumpkin pie too. However, I will buy a refrigerated pie dough. So I'm not making my own dough. It's not already, it's not one of the, I don't know how to, you know, it's the kind that you
right.
roll out
yep.
and form yourself. So it feels like you're doing something,
right.
but I'm saving time in making right. my own dough. Because for me, it's about the filling and the, you know,
right.
So that's a compromise, right? I could buy the whole pie. I could do that, but right. I enjoy making it.
Yep.
And I have help with other things.
Right.
So getting that dough, which sometimes can be a tricky part of making pie,
right.
if you are a baker, is getting the crust just right. Getting the dough already ready to go, that's a time saver for me.
Well, people don't understand about dough, pie dough. I hate that we're doing this show about pie dough. But the truth of the matter is, I make my own pie dough. And if for anybody who doesn't understand, you add the butter and into the pie dough and you get it crumbly and you need it a right consistency and then you generally divide it, put it in a pad, and then you got to put it in a refrigerator for an hour, right? To let it cool and everything. And then you take it out and you re-roll it and then you got to get it just right and get it on your pie pan. It is a time-consuming process.
Yeah.
It's just a tremendously time-consuming process. Cooking is fast because you don't have to do anything once you get it in the oven. But the making it and prepping it is just a whole different thing. So I get that. Let's talk about the business end of this.
Sure.
Thing for a little bit. And I know we're gonna have to do this over the top of the break, but you know, businesses deal with the holidays in a number of different areas. One is they decorate. A lot of businesses decorate for the holidays. I know that we have a small business and we decorated for the holidays. Is there something that you can help us with there in terms of getting that set and ready in preparation?
You know, I think on anything in business, it's knowing who has passion and skill and strength to do what needs to get done, right? So whatever it is about business, it's about having the right people. It's about putting people in the right roles. So when it comes to preparing for the holidays, two things I'll say about business around the holidays. One is businesses, employers need to think about how can people stay focused and productive when there is a lot of distraction, right? And we can talk about that after the break because I want to answer the question you asked now. The other is the actual holidays themselves. And if they want to make an office festive or need to do client gifts or whatever that is that the company decides to do to recognize the holidays and celebrate the holidays, put the right people in charge of those things. So if you ask one person to be in charge of decorating for the office and that's not their thing, it's probably not going to go well. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good use of that person's time.
Right.
But if you tap into somebody who has a childhood wish to be an interior decorator, right, and now they get to decorate the office for the holidays, it's going to be fun for them. Mm. They're going to be more effective, more efficient. They'll involve other people, and that's going to be a better fit. So think about who you could involve in various aspects around prepping for the holidays as a company, and make sure to pick the right people.
Her name is Debbie Rosemont. The book is entitled 6-Word Lessons to Be More Productive, and this is the holiday edition with Debbie. And isn't she great? Of course she is. And you're listening to her here on A New Direction. Folks, two great sponsors here on New Direction. One is Epic Physical Therapy, who are my physical therapists, and I love them to pieces. Look, whether you're recovering from a surgery or you have an injury, or you're even an athlete or wannabe athlete or a professional athlete, which, by the way, professional athletes go, listen, they're going to help you. I've seen it. I've been there when I've seen professional athletes. I've seen just regular people come in with injuries, surgeries, and I watch how they work. And you know what makes them so special is that not two programs are exactly the same. Why? Because they understand the need to treat each individual as an individual and treat not just the symptoms, but the person as a functional whole. That's how they want you to get better. And that's what makes them special. So when you're ready for your epic relief, your epic recovery, and your epic results, don't look any further. Go to epicpt.com. That's EPICPT.com. And Linda Kraft and Team Realtors, listen, for over 35 years, she's been helping people with selling homes and buying homes. And she stays at the top of her game. And how does she do that? Well, she understands the need for relationships. That's where it all starts and that's where it all ends. Has, yes, they are incredibly great at the business of real estate, but they also understand that your home is a place where you create memories. It's a place where you started things, where things kind of changed, and that those are very special to you. And she understands how special they are to you, and she wants to make sure that she takes care of the home the way you take care of it. So when you're ready for your sold sign, and you're ready to maybe buy your first home or your next home, start with Linda Kraft at Team Realtors. You can learn more by going to lindacraft.com. That's LindaCraft.com. And we're back here on A New Direction with Debbie Rosemont. And we are talking the holiday edition of 6-Word Lessons to Be More Productive. And there it is. I kind of flashed it up in the camera. The book, by the way, available on Amazon, bookstores near you. Just, they don't have it on the shelf. Just say, get it now. I want the book. That's what you need to do to do that. So let's go back to the business, Debbie. You said after the break you'd finish up. So let's go ahead and finish that, talk about that.
So, you know, the holiday season can be lengthy, right? If we think about some people, they start around Halloween time. So end of October, start to kind of get into the holidays with decoration and tradition and fun. Parties start rolling out, and then we have Thanksgiving, and then we have a lot of the December holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's, right? So it stretches out over time. And I know a lot of employers think about, how are we going to keep our people productive during this time where there's a lot of distraction and a lot of festivities, and it's fun, and we want to acknowledge and recognize this and give time so people take time off and vacations. I think if everyone, and whether you're self-employed or you work for somebody else, when you want to try and stay productive during the holiday season, you know, again, it comes back to prioritize what's important, plan your time, and then produce results with focus and ease. And compartmentalization is a word that I use a lot to say, you know what, when we're working, if we can compartmentalize and focus that this is work time, and then when we're taking a break, that this is a time for a break, whether it's to, you know, have a holiday office lunch, or whether it's a vacation to spend time with your family, that is personal time. It allows for more focus and enjoyment of both. So to stay productive during the holidays, as far as work is concerned, think about, you know, what is most important to accomplish, because that's my definition of productivity, is achieving desired results. What is it you need to accomplish, and how can you focus your time so that when you're off work, you can enjoy that as well? So compartmentalization is a tip to help stay focused during the holidays.
So here's the thing, and I love that. I love, you know, we're not always very good at that, though, you know, compartmentalization, but I do I recognize that we need to get better at it. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking though, like when, as you're saying this, I'm like going, okay, well maybe if we think about it this way, and now this is the psychology professional in me talking now. I'm thinking like, well, what if you think about, you know, I'm at work from whatever your time is, right? Whether it's 8-4, 8-5, 8-9-4, 9-5, whatever the number is. I don't know what the number is anymore because everybody has different schedules. But let's say that you go, okay, that time I'm going to block off that, you know what, that's my focus time, right? That's what I'm going to work on. And then we think of the time afterward as my reward for, and maybe I give myself a little bit more reward if I've had a really good day.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking about that in terms of rewarding yourself. We don't think about rewarding ourselves very often, but maybe this time of year is the best time of year for us to say, you know, for all your effort you gave today, give yourself that reward.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, taking care of ourselves, we have time, and then we also have our energy and our attention, and those are our commodities, right? When we think about being productive, we need all those things. We need to have good ways to manage our time, our energy, and our attention. And if we're lacking in any of those things, it's hard to accomplish what we want.
Right.
So thinking about self-care during the holidays is also really important. So you just mentioned, you know, you're focused at work, maybe that's 9 to 5 or whatever your work hours are. And then, you know, time after work, that's your time and that's kind of a reward. A lot of people will get right into the work of the holidays or of running a home or whatever it is. And they'll fill their out of work time with chores and errands and to-dos. Mm. So then where is it that we refuel and rejuvenate? And that's what you're talking about. You know, having some reward, having some time that's carved out that isn't necessarily about, you know, spinning your wheels and getting more done, but just decompress, just to enjoy being with people, to connect, be in community. That's important during the holidays as well, so that we can make it all the way through.
Right.
And, you know, be not come out of it saying, oh my gosh, you know, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Right. Right. No. Well, yeah. It's the, you know, there was a book, I think it was entitled Margins. And in the book, they gave the example of, there is a reason why we have that white space in the middle of the book and all the way around.
Oh yeah.
Because we can't, if the words literally went from the crack of the crease all the way to the edge of the book, our eyes would be exhausted trying to read the book.
Yep.
And in the same way, we just have to have some margins for ourselves.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And that white space can be white space on your calendar. Mm. Right? We don't have to have every minute packed. Mm. And that's another reason, as we go through a busy season like the holidays, to prioritize what's important. Mm. So you may not be able to do it all and come out feeling, you know, fresh and rested and happy if you, you know, try and cram it all in. It might have the opposite effect that you're hoping for. So more joy and less stress might mean picking and choosing what's important, picking and choosing what you really want to focus your time, energy, and attention on, because we only have so much.
Well, and it could very well be that you got to build in the time for some rest that you, because, right, I mean, you're productivity, you know, professional and coach, and, you know, I know that you see people who push themselves so hard that they think they're being productive by just staying busy all the time. And they don't understand that rest is required for them to be more productive.
Yeah. And first of all, busy is not productive. They're not equal. Busy does not necessarily equal being productive. Busy is busy. Mm-hmm. Productive is getting the right things done. And achieving the results that you want.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that, because we can fill our time. We can fill our schedule, but we might not be getting the results we want. So we might be busy, but not productive. I say all the time, breaks are productive, because what happens in that person that you described that's, you know, really trying to, they're well-intended. They think, well, if I just work harder and if I just work longer and if I just do more things, then I'm going to achieve what I want. And what I see happening when people are overwhelmed and overloaded and overworked is that they get sick. Their body breaks down and says, hey, if you're not going to rest, we're going to make you.
Right.
And, you know, that can come out in a variety of ways, but whether it's a physical illness, whether it's mental fatigue or illness, that's what I see. And so, yes, rest is super important. It's proactive, right, and it is productive.
Yeah. Well, we have a tendency to get sick during this time of year a little bit more frequently. Mm-hmm. And then, or what happens is we run ourselves so ragged that by the time January 2nd rolls around, yep, everybody gets the flu or everybody gets the cold or whatever right, it is, right? Because they've just run themselves right, so ragged to do this. Yep. Let's talk about this upcoming Christmas Hanukkah thing that we've got coming up, because we've got Hanukkah and Christmas coming up, and Hanukkah, of course, is stepping right on top of Thanksgiving for those who are practicing Hanukkah, and you know that's eight nights basically of you know, we're getting together and gathering, and then of course Christmas comes later, right, and for those who practice Christmas. And so Christmas takes on a whole different flavor for the world, mm-hmm, I think, so more than any other time, I think, because it seems to be the universally celebrated time around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's generally traditionally celebrated fairly similarly across right, the world, in that, you know, there's exchange of gifts, there's a tree, there's you know, all sorts of things that we have. How do we do this in a way that we're not yelling at each other, you know, by Christmas Eve?
Well, I think what you're talking about is that could be more togetherness than right, sometimes we're accustomed to. So I'm going to go back a little bit to that. We all need to take care of our needs. And, you know, some of us are more introverted by nature, which means that we get our energy when we have downtime and we have time on our own. And others are extroverted, which means they're energized by being around people and socializing. And, you know, that's how they are at their best. Right. So just being cognizant about, we're all different. And we need to look out for, you know, it sounds selfish to say, but it's not, you know, you've got to take care of your needs. So right, if being together with family members more often than you're used to means you also need to plan for downtime, or you only join the get together for part of the time, right, then that's what you need to do. So, you know, taking care of yourself is important. And I also think sometimes we can go into holidays and gatherings with different expectations about what it's going to be like. So what I was saying before, you know, if you can come together as a family or a group that's going to get together and talk about, you know, what is the expectation, so that, for example, some people don't show up with a gift for everybody, right, whereas, you know, somebody else has a gift for just their immediate family, and right, they then feel awkward. So we can reduce some of the confusion or conflict by having conversation and talking about expectations. You know, same thing around menu or you know, the complexity of our gatherings or celebrations, right, is, you know, what do we collectively want? And sometimes we might need a compromise. It might not be just what one person wants is, you know, exactly the same as everybody else. But, you know, how can you have conversation and maybe set and manage expectations ahead of time to keep the peace? Just recognizing that, you know, there may be disagreements, and we might need to agree to disagree on some things. You know, we're in a time that's a little divisive in the world, right, as far as different things going on, you know, potentially religion, politics, you know, some right, of those hot topics. And sometimes when we get together, we can have real conversation. But if you know that you're in conflict on some major topics, maybe you center conversation and deep and meaningful conversation around other things during the time of celebration. Mm,
that's awesome. You know, first of all, I want to say something that you said so eloquently and so beautifully that I really hope people didn't pass over, because as a psychological professional, I talk about extroversion and introversion a lot. And a lot of people do not understand what that is, and you perfectly do. Most people think that extroverts are people who like to be social. And most people think that introverts don't like to be social. It has nothing to do with being social. It has everything to do with where your energy comes from.
Right.
I have friends who have wives who they think that their wife is extrovert. And I said, no, she's an introvert. Oh, no, she's social. She loves to be social. I said, it has nothing to do with social. I said, have you ever noticed that she wants to go into her room and be left alone with a book and her cat and a movie and some popcorn for several hours and says, please go away? I said, that's how introverts energize themselves. I said, you're an extrovert. You get energy from being around people. She can be completely social, but she wants to get away and wants to be by herself so that she can re-energize. So she can be social, because being social, while she's good at it, really does take energy away. And I think it's really important that people understand that introverts does not, just because you're introverted doesn't mean that you're not social, or that
you're not shy.
Right. Or that you're not good in a social situation.
Correct.
And I think a lot of times we mistakenly think, and when the introvert has had enough of social, they just want to sit and plop in front of the TV and they just want to watch the football game, you know, with a cold beverage or whatever, and they just want to be left alone. It's not because they're not happy. Matter of fact, all they're doing is they're energizing themselves so that they can have more energy to be with you later. And I think it's really, really, really important that people recognize that, you know, this time of year, it shouldn't be about, you know, well, they need to be more active and No. We are what we are, right? I mean, I think that's the part about making, you know, our holidays more productive and better,
right,
is that you let people be who they are and not have, and I love when you said expectations. I think, you know, sometimes we place expectations so high on what we think the party should be like.
Right.
The party is the party, right? We have to learn to kind of let go of those, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
As the organizers, sometimes the organizer of the party has to let go of the expectations. I mean, to actually make the party better.
That's right.
And more productive. There's a thing here at Christmas, though. this tree thing. Let's talk about the tree for a second. So for years, when I grew up, my mom and dad, we would go on the excursion to get the perfect Christmas tree, right? We would go to the Christmas tree farm and we would get the perfect Christmas tree. My dad wouldn't cut it down, but somebody would cut it for us, and then it'd be tied to the roof of the family station wagon, very similar to every comedy movie you've ever seen. and it would be sappy and we'd have to get it through the door and trim it up and you know, get it in there, and we'd have to water it all the time and make sure that the dog didn't drink the water from the thing. We had to do the whole thing. Nowadays, trees, fake trees, have become more, they become very pretty, and they look real, right? Mm-hmm. And they're safer, for sure. We have a fake tree, and we wrap it with all the with all the bulbs on and everything, right? And we wrap it with that furniture plastic wrap.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then what we do is we take the tree down from the attic, and we put it in the corner, and then we cut the plastic wrap off.
Yeah.
And then my wife fluffs up the Christmas tree again. I don't know if that's a productivity tip or not, but it's something that we do that saves us a lot of time. I don't know if that's shameful or not that I just said that. And honey,
absolutely not. And this is, again, it's about what's important. So what's important to you, it sounds like to me, is having this traditional decor. Now, is it important that it's a live tree and that you go pick it out? Or would you rather have that time for something else that's important to you, and you're good with the overall look, and that, you know, you're cutting the plastic. That could be your version of cutting the tree. That's what you're doing each year. That's great. So, you know, it's really about personal preference. You know, if the smell of a fresh cut tree were important to you, there's even ways, I mean, there's sprays and candles that smell like fresh cut pine, right? So it's really thinking about You know, what choices will you make? Because this is a thing. We make choices all the time. And so, you know, if you choose to have an artificial tree and still to decorate, beautiful decor, a place to put gifts under, if that's your tradition, lights, you know, the whole shebang. And the only thing that hasn't happened is you haven't gone out and chosen it and cut it down yourself. But if that took a half a day to do, and instead you get a half a day for, you know, Christmas movie night or cookie baking or something else that you want to fill that time with, then that's a win. Mm. So it's all about choices and, you know, focusing on what's important to you.
Let's talk about either the dreaded or the awesome company Christmas party. Do you have any tips for the organizer of that company Christmas party? Because, you know, I know that, you know, we're kind of, I don't know where we're at in this pandemic thing, but I am hearing more and more companies are bringing back the company Christmas party this year, mm-hmm. For whatever the reasons. And, I know that as companies bring this back in, there's some organizing and productivity things that you probably need to be aware of. Do you have any tips or suggestions for those people who have to organize those company Christmas parties?
You know, the thinking about why you're doing it. So if in a lot of, you know, company anythings that are social or celebratory are about, you know, recognition, making employees feel a part of something, a celebration. I think if those are your reasons and, you know, whether or not it's in person, I've seen companies get really creative, certainly last holiday season and some I know this season as well. They're shipping something out to all their employees and they're doing something virtually. So there's still, a celebration of sorts, potentially gift opening or a cooking class, a holiday cooking class. There's lots of different things that I'm seeing some companies do virtually, whether it's virtual or in person. I think, you know, thinking about what is the end result and if it's to celebrate and have employees feel festive and good about who they're working for, then you can plan with that end result in mind. Again, you know, prioritizing what's important, planning ahead of time, getting help, all those things are good for that organizer of the event as well.
Her name is Debbie Rosemont. The book is that her best-selling book, titled Six Word Lessons to Be Productive. it's a great book, but we're doing the holiday edition of it. You're listening to her here on A New Direction. Hey, folks, listen, Epic Physical Therapy, my physical therapist. I hope they will be yours too. People come from all over, literally, athletes from all over the world come to Epic Physical Therapy to utilize their services. Not only their services, but they have the most, I don't like cutting edge. I like bleeding edge. They have the most bleeding edge equipment available. And they are all certified in terms of being able to use this equipment. And they have all sorts of things like, Normatec compression sleeves. They have the Normatec sports compression where it's got the ice in the water and it squeezes out the inflammation in your body. And, you know, they do some dry needling and they even hook up electrodes to the dry needling. And, oh, man, it's just amazing. The stuff that they can do, right? The treadmill that's under the water and takes the pressure off your joints. I mean, it's amazing. And you know what? They're so good at it. And listen, so when you're ready for your epic relief, epic recovery, and epic results, don't look any further. Go to Epic PT because they really can help you. That's EPICPT.com. And Linda Kraft and Team Realtors. You know what? They've been around for over 35 years. They've been helping people all over the world. How do they do that? Well, they've made relationships with the best professionals all over the world. And the reason why they've made these relationships with the best professionals is because they are not attached to a national company. They are their own company. They are independently operated and locally owned. And that allows them to find the best professional, regardless of the company, to help you find the right professional to sell your home and buy your home. So when you're ready for your sold sign, or you're ready to buy your next home, start with Linda Kraft and Team Realtors. They will help you find the right realtor in your area. It's real easy. Just go to lindacraft.com. It's LindaCraft www.annewdirection.com. And we're back here with Debbie Rosemont on A New Direction and 6 word lessons to be more productive, the holiday edition is what we're doing.
I want to say something too, Jay. We have, and I didn't think to send this to you ahead of time. I should have. We have an ebook that's called Simply Organized Holidays.
What?
It's not a physical book, and I know you review physical books.
Right.
But let's drop that into the show notes, a link to that, because they can purchase it on the website. I've got actually a special right now if somebody's interested in doing some productivity coaching and they sign up for a discovery call just to explore that would, you know, what that would be like to work together. We're sending it to them for free. We have a blog post that published this week that says how you can get it for free, but I'll send you the link.
Well, tell everybody where to go. I mean, where should we go to, why don't we just talk about what your website is? What is your website?
Sure. So the website is itssimplyplace.com. So www.itssimplyplace. It's simplyplace.com. itssimplaced.com. And the ebook that I'm talking about is the website /simply-organized-holidays.
Okay.
And like I said, if you just go to the website and click on blog, our blog post from this week, so the one that's going to be right at the top, will have some information on this topic, as well as a link to that product. And also we'll tell you how you can get it for free.
All right. So folks, it's simplyplaced.com. You will see Debbie's lovely picture pop up with her hands welcoming you to her website, and it says it's about time. And if you go to the blog post at the top right-hand side, she's got she's got all sorts of things available for her. Again, it's simply placed. It's itssimplyplaced.com. And what was the name of that? What was the name of the book that you
Simply Organized Holidays.
Simply Organized Holidays. We're going to put a link to, of course, we always put a link to the to your website, but we're going to put a link. She's going to send me that. We're going to put a link to that. I highly recommend her, by the way. Remember, she's a productivity expert, right? And consultant. And again, it's focused on results, folks. So you really do want to take advantage of that. And she's doing that. Let's talk about in the holidays. Let's talk about here when it comes to the holidays. This whole idea. We talked a little bit about the, you know, gift exchange and that type of thing. You know, is there a rule of thumb on gifts? Like when you go to somebody's house, for instance, you know, and they're having a Christmas party and you don't want to go empty handed, right? Is there a rule on like how much you should or shouldn't spend, or, you know, what's too much, what's overdoing it when you go to like somebody's house for a Christmas party?
Yeah, I think as far as gifts are concerned, as a gift giver, you want to think about, what's your budget? So this is, again, a place where planning can come into play. And by the way, as far as gifts are concerned, we are having supply chain issues.
Right.
So planning in advance is particularly important. So as we're talking now, you know, just before Thanksgiving, we've talked about Hanukkah starts on Sunday.
Right.
So you don't want to be looking at ordering things now for Hanukkah gifts, but it's not too late to order things for Christmas. But don't wait much longer.
Right.
So as far as how much to spend, who to give to, all of that, come up with a plan. Are you hearing a theme in some of the things I'm saying today?
Right.
You know, come up with a plan. I would list out, you know, the people in your life that you think you want to give gifts to. I would also maybe list out, it's nice to take something, a hostess gift of some sort, if you're going to someone else's homes for the holidays. There is no rule, and I'm not an etiquette consultant, so that might be a good question for an etiquette consultant, but I don't think there's a rule for how much you should spend.
Okay.
I think when you're taking a hostess gift in particular, knowing the person, would be most important. So for example, you don't want to take a bottle of wine to somebody who doesn't drink alcohol, right?
Right.
In that case, well, cocktail napkins or, you know, something that isn't about alcohol would be a better anything, right?
Right.
A scented candle, you know, something potentially to help with the event, a decor item. So think about the person. And if you don't know that person well, you know, you can ask somebody else that does, but just a small token, because it really is a thank you. And it's not necessarily expected, but it's a nice to do. So I don't think there's a dollar amount to answer your question, but I do think it's a good idea to make a plan for all of your gift giving and consider your budget so that you can kind of plan out how much you'd spend on each person or gift and then see what you have left for the hostess gifts.
Let's talk about lists. See, that gets silence every time I bring that up, lists. And I know people go, oh no, Jay, don't talk about lists. Lists are boring. That's, you're going to kill your show if you talk about people making a list.
Oh, no, they're not. We're going to spice them up. We're going to make them exciting. And I'll tell you why. You know what's exciting about lists to me is that, you know, we talked about the challenge of focusing during the holidays, like focusing on work when you're at work.
Right.
You know, what allows us to focus on one thing and have our full attention on it is knowing that other things are taken care of or planned. So if you have lists, a to-do list, for example, and you're focused on one thing on it, you don't have to worry about the other things on the list because you've already captured them. And in fact, right. If you've planned out when you're going to do them, even better. So I think lists can help us stay organized and help us keep track. Grocery lists can help us stay focused when we're at the grocery store to remember what we need and not end up going home and saying, oh, shoot, I forgot the chocolate chips. Now I can't make these cookies. I better go back to the store. Right. That's not very efficient, right?
Right.
So having a list helps us stay focused and on track and to be organized. Gift giving, lists for, you know, for whatever, you know, makes sense for you. I think they can be really helpful. I think they're exciting.
Can we jazz them up? I mean, is there a way to jazz up a list? I mean, is there some way that we go, okay, that I, because you're excited about lists. I know you are. And because that excites you, because that's part of planning. It's part of organization. It's part of getting the result that you want. But for some of us, and I do like it when somebody gives me a list because it does focus me, right? Uh-huh. I'm not necessarily one, though, who always likes to make a list.
So I think, you know, can we jazz them up? Sure. You know, you could use in writing the list, you could use color, you could use an app that were fun for you. So think about paper or electronic, many ways to do that. You can gamify almost anything. So I think about, you know, could you have, you know, a sound that you play even in your mind when you cross something off the list, you know, a little internal song that goes off, or, you know, could you have a reward for crossing something off the list or making the list in the first place? You know, if you say, okay, you know what, I'm not really a list maker, but I know it's going to benefit me. So if I sit down and make this list, then I'm really going to be able to, you know, have things organized. And if I do that, then I'm going to do this as a reward. So yeah, I think there's ways to make it fun. I also don't believe in one size fits all. So if you don't like making lists and you don't feel like they benefit you, don't do them.
Okay. So I have to say this really carefully because she's right next door to me here and she can hear me, but sometimes I use that thing called Alexa to make my list, because you can just tell her what you want on your list.
Yep.
And then she actually produces that. And then you go to your app on your phone and you have this list. And every time that you find something and you put it in your cart, you click it and it goes away.
Yeah.
And so I like using Alexa. I have to, so you'd understand, folks, she's sitting right here next to me. And every time you say her name, she crops up and starts speaking to you. But she really is a great source to say, you know, what you want on your list. before you go out, and then she prints that list off in your phone on the app, and then you can go out. And I know
it's
that
an
other
assistant.
Right. Well, Siri does the same thing, I think, too,
sure.
doesn't it?
Sure.
And I don't want to say the G-O-O-G-L-E word because my phone is right here next to me, and if I say, hey, G-O-O-G-L-E, I think it will do the same thing. But I happen to like the Alexa app to help me do that. My wife wishes I would use it more frequently when I go to the store. And it's a habit. And right, some of this is a habit, isn't it? Right? Getting into the habit of doing it, doing this.
Yeah.
Productivity.
Yep. And that's something to think about too, as we, you know, go into and come out of a holiday season, is at the end of the holiday season, you can reflect on what went well, what would I do differently? You know, what kind of routine do I want to consider changing for next year? And, you know, capture those thoughts in some way, or talk about it with family or those that you spend time with, so that you can make adjustments. And routine and habit, that can help us a lot.
Yeah, I think we don't talk much about post-planning. I mean, you know, when I say post-planning, meaning that after it's over, you know, talking the debrief.
That's right.
I was interviewing a major general on the show, and he talked about the after-action reports.
Yeah.
That they went over the battle, what worked, what didn't work.
That's
so
right.
So they could be prepared. John Gronsky was the general that I was interviewing. And I think there's something really important about that for the holidays here too, is that when the holiday is over, you know, do the debrief. What worked, what didn't work? What should we do different? How could we plan differently? I think that's, those are important conversations, even if they're with yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
I mean, I think that's the thing about, you know, I think the thing I learned from you most, you know, in the productivity books that I've read that you've done and all the stuff that we've talked about is, you know, you got to kind of stay in this constant, I guess, alert mode of planning, you know, to be productive. I mean, you have to be alert.
Yeah. I think that the magic is that when you do plan and you have made plans, then you can also relax, right? So it allows you to focus. It allows you to stay engaged in what you're doing. For example, right now, I'm not thinking about what I have to do later this afternoon because it's already planned. Right now, I'm here, right? So when we're done, I know I can take a break and I can have some lunch, and I'm going to be able to take some time to do that because other things I, you know, have planned out for another time. So I think plans and being alert around what you need to plan, once you've made the plan, you can relax.
And I think that's where we should end the show. You have been a great guest, Debbie.
Thank you
so much for being back on the show. Her name is Debbie Rosemont. The book is entitled The 6 Word Lessons to Be More Productive. And you know what? We talked about the holidays, but we're going to put stuff on the website. You just need to go to jayizo.com. That's jayizso.com. Or you can look up A New Direction Show, and you can find the blog post to the show. Connect with her and look her up. Look, folks, it's been a great show, and I really appreciate Debbie and her being here. And all of you out there, thank you so much for listening. I know you got a lot of choices. And I am grateful for every one of you all over the world who listen to the show and give us a review, a positive review, and I am thankful for all of you. If you're in the United States, I wish you the happiest of Thanksgivings. If you are not, I am still thankful for you. I know that we got holidays coming up. I probably am not going to be doing another holiday show this year, but so happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate, happy Kwanzaa, and happy and Merry Christmas to those of you who celebrate that. I wish you the best of all of those things. Be prepared. Be well planned and be productive. And you know what? We're going to be back next week with another great show. It's going to be another great guest. It's going to be another great book. And as I say to you every week, ciao.
You can find the strength to go a different way. Yeah. The time has come. Your dreams will take you places you have never been before. Find your passion, find your strength. Don't worry anymore. A new direction. A new direction.